Your Daily Devo for July 30th, 2026, titled Faithfulness in the Fire, written by Richard Young, read by Angela Alvarado. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. 2 Timothy 3:12. I once heard a missionary say, "If you follow Jesus long enough, eventually you'll suffer for it." That thought stuck with me. Paul tells Timothy something similar in this passage. He points to his own life, his teaching, faith, patience, love, and especially his endurance through trials, as a pattern worth following. Paul didn't hide the cost of discipleship. He embraced it. Living for Christ isn't always easy. In fact, Paul tells us plainly, everyone who wants to live a godly life will be persecuted. That's not a threat. It's a promise, but it's also a powerful reminder that suffering doesn't mean we're doing something wrong. Often, it means we're doing something right. Faith at work in Christ's family doesn't shrink back from hardship. It presses forward with hope. Evil may seem to gain ground, but it won't last. Paul assures Timothy and us that God delivers his people, strengthens them, and makes their witness shine brightest in the fire. God isn't searching for flawless people. He's seeking those who stay faithful through trials, who keep walking with him when life gets difficult. Don't shrink back when the pressure rises. Follow Jesus with boldness and trust. It's not perfection that inspires others, but your steady perseverance. When you stay committed in hardship, your life becomes a powerful testimony to God's strength and grace. Today's action step. As trials arise, lean into your faith.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.